This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You're listening to Rami Makhlouf on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. And always live on the free Odyssey app.
Hey, it's good to hear that music. It's good to be back talking Bears on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score and live from the Hyundai Score Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. Tyler Farengel on the other side of the glass and talking about a Bears tie in their preseason debut and Ben Johnson's coaching debut out at Soldier Field today. 24-24, the final score, as the Bears, as I said, tie with the Miami Dolphins this afternoon. We're going to hear from Mark Grody in the 4 o'clock hour. He was at Soldier Field taking this one in. We'll also hear from Ben Johnson and hopefully a few other guys from the locker room before we get out of here at 5:30 and make way for Cubs pregame as they take on the Cardinals tonight right here on The Score and the Southwest Airlines Cubs Radio Network. Pregame 5:30, first pitch just after 6 o'clock from St. Louis. And when I'm not talking to Mark Grody, when we're not hearing from the folks in the locker room, I want to hear from you, especially in this first hour here in the 3 o'clock hour and going into the 4 o'clock hour as stuff starts coming in from Soldier Field. And like I said, we hear from Mark Grody. So get in right now. 312-644-6767 is how you can give me a call. You can shoot me a text. And what were your observations, your thoughts? What did you take away from preseason game number one, as the Bears and the Dolphins tie at 24 at Soldier Field this afternoon? While you guys line up on the phone lines and drop those texts in the text box, I'll give you some of my observations from this game this afternoon. And disclaimer, before I get into my thoughts on the game this afternoon, because I know as I react and have thoughts and takes and opinions about preseason game number one and the first game ever under Ben Johnson, I'm going to get, it was the first preseason game. It doesn't mean anything. You can't take anything. I know. So the disclaimer is, big grain of salt, all right? Just a big grain of salt with everything that I say today. And you know what? Big grain of salt with everything that you say today. Because, yeah, it's the first preseason game. And, yeah, it's not a real true measure or measuring stick of what this team is going to be and what they can do. I understand that, all right? But there are things that we can take away from it. There are observations that you can have in the first preseason game, even if it is a tie. Even if, and you know what? Normally I'd be very unsatisfied with the tie. The old saying, it's like kissing your sister, which I never liked. That made me uncomfortable whenever I would hear that. But in a preseason game, I don't care. And it very much seemed like Ben Johnson and Mike McDaniel didn't care that if this game ended in a tie, both taking deep shots down the field on fourth down when they could have very well taken, you know, intermediary shots. Both were, you know, between the 40 and 50 yard line twice in the final few minutes of this game, and instead of trying to get the first down and move into field goal range, they took some shots down the field. So they didn't seem too concerned with the outcome either. They were just trying to figure out what they got and who they got out there in the final few minutes of this game. But your thoughts, your observations, preseason game number one at 312-644-6767. Rami Makhlouf with you here on the Score for some Bears post-game reaction after a 24-24 tie. Before I even get into the game and my observations on the game, I didn't love the decision before the game to not play Caleb Williams and some of the other starters. I get like a Joe Tooney is not going to play. That guy has more experience than probably a bunch of Bears combined. And he knows what he's doing. He knows what he's got to go out there and do on a week-to-week basis. But with Caleb Williams especially and him not playing, I don't know, man. I didn't agree with that. And no, I'm not turning on Ben Johnson. This is the first Ben Johnson decision that I'll disagree with. I thought he should have been out there for at least a drive. And then when I saw that Tua Tagovailoa went out there for a drive in, what is it, year five for Tua and year four in Mike McDaniel's system. And I know different coaches are going to have different mindsets and are trying to accomplish different things in the preseason opener. But how is Tua running out there and not Caleb Williams after, and I'm not saying this about Caleb individually or personally, but just the big picture of Caleb Williams and his rookie year, a pretty disastrous first season. And he had a decent year when you look at the numbers, but just in terms of his development last year, I didn't think it moved very far along, if it moved at all, because of the situation that he was dealing with, running for his life behind a terrible offensive line on a week-to-week basis, playing for a terrible head coach in Matt Eberflus, playing for a terrible offensive coordinator in Shane Waldron. Both of those gentlemen eventually relieved of their duties. You wasted a year of his development, and to me, every step, no matter how small or how big, you can take in that development and making up for last year, I would like to see him take it. And I would have liked to seen Caleb Williams go out there for at least a drive and face some live bullets and see what he could do in this new system under a new head coach. So if you want to comment on that, on Caleb Williams and some of the other starters not playing, here for you at 312-644-6767. Now some observations about the game itself. I'll start with some of the negatives, and then I'll cheer everybody up with some of my positives in this game. Most of these observations, especially my more detailed observations from the first half, because that's where you can really take more out of it than you can in the second half of preseason game number one. And full disclosure, I was dealing with a leaky roof in my house during the second half, so I might have missed a thing or two. You can fill the blanks in for me at 312-644-6767. I'm up in the Milwaukee area, and we got hit hard with some rain last night and into the morning today. So I was dealing with some stuff there in the second half as the rain decided to rear its ugly head again. But some of the negatives, sack and quick three and out on the first drive, and then again on the second drive, just felt too familiar. And I know it wasn't Caleb Williams. I know it wasn't a lot of starters. I know it was the first preseason game, but just a leaky offensive line and three and out drives and a scoreless, almost completely lacking of production first quarter for this offense felt too familiar for me to what we saw last year. The defense allows a first down on fourth and four on the first drive, then another on third and four, then another on third and three. They just could not get off the field. on that first drive, they did come up with the goal line stand. I have that in my positives. But that, again, the inability to get off the field and end a drive felt too familiar and felt too much like last year, watching that defense unable to execute on third down and not get the opposing offense off the field. Some sloppy tackling and a pass interference in the end zone on the second drive led to a touchdown. And again, felt a lot like last year watching that. A procedure penalty and a sack almost killed the Bears' third drive at the goal line. They did punch it in and get their first touchdown of the day. And then another procedure penalty in the fourth quarter cost Ian Wheeler a touchdown. And I know that stuff that Ben Johnson has been hammering in practice, and you can be sure the guys that were the culprits in those pre-snap and procedure penalties, they heard about it on the sideline, I'm sure, and they'll hear about it in film study, I'm sure, and they'll hear about it on the practice field, I'm sure. That's just the type of stuff that Ben Johnson wants to get in here and clean up. The positives, and there were plenty of positives to take out of this game. They did come up with the stop inside the 5-yard line on the first drive. Very good goal line defense last year, and they continued being a very good goal line defense in the first preseason game today. Torrey Taylor, still doing Torrey Taylor things. That guy has got a leg on him. He had, what was it? Let me pull up the old box score here. I think he had over 150 yards of punts on three attempts. He was averaging 52.3 yards per punt. The longest was 57 out of his own end zone. I hope they don't need Torrey Taylor as much as they did last year, but when they do, I'm glad he can still boom that thing off of his right leg. Noah Sewell impressed me, especially in the first half. Some big tackles, getting a few pressures on the quarterback, a few hits on the quarterback. Kyle Manungai, the rookie running back who they drafted late, he got things rolling on the third drive, and I think ended up averaging, exactly 5 yards per carry in the game, 6 carries for 30 yards on the day for Manungai. So with DeAndre Swift not playing and Roschon Johnson struggling with that hamstring injury he suffered in practice, that kid got a chance and flashed a little bit, showed a little bit, and earned maybe a few more snaps and maybe a bigger role, or at least moved towards earning a bigger role in that backfield. Nice touch throw by Bajent for his only touchdown of the day. He was 13 of 19 on the day for 103 yards, did have one interception and that one touchdown. I thought Bajent was solid. Case Keenum was better. And again, as I said to start the show, I say that with a grain of salt. Case Keenum came in the third quarter. He was facing guys that were deeper on the depth chart than what Tyson Bajent was facing. But not just individually, as Keenum went 8 of 10 for 80 yards and 2 touchdowns. Not just individually, I just felt like the offense felt more fluid with Case Keenum in there. The offense as a whole felt more fluid with Case Keenum in there. And the second touchdown he threw, very nifty. Very nifty touchdown. He was scrambling. It looked like he could have run it in himself, but instead, a little shovel pass for the touchdown, and it was a nice play. It was a very nice play for Case Keenum. But the highlight of the day, the guy that really popped off the page today, and we heard this in the preseason last year, and then he only played 25% of the defensive snaps when it was live action in the regular season. But man, Booker had himself a day rushing the passer today. Let me pull up. I know you said I got to get to a break here, Tyler, and I'm going to in just a second. He had 3 sacks, a forced fumble on the goal line, which Keenum and the offense were able to capitalize on for a quick touchdown. He really, really jumped off the page to me today, and I'm sure he did for you. Dominique Robinson had himself a solid day with a sack of his own and a couple of pressures and QB hits over the course of the afternoon as well. And That position right there, the pass rusher position, defensive end, is one that I got a close eye on and will have a close eye on throughout this preseason, because they need somebody to, or somebodies to step in and fill that rotation behind Montez Sweat and behind Dayo Odengbo. So it was good to see those guys get after the quarterback a little bit and show a little something in a 24-24 tie with the Miami Dolphins at Soldier Field today. As I said, we're going to hear from Mark Grody in the 4 o'clock hour. We're going to hear some sound from the locker room, Ben Johnson, maybe a few players. But between now and then, phone lines, text line, open to you at 312-644-6767. Rami Makhlouf with you on Bears postgame, right up until Cubs pregame, right here on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score, and back right after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Seven back in coverage. A lot of ground to cover. It's flipped back to Gordon. Ollie Gordon looking for another Miami miracle. It's Weiss. It's on the ground. It's still loose. And the whistles finally blow the play and the game dead. Was that Kenyon Drake a few years back against the Patriots, that final game where he was able to make a play out of it like that? Got some flashbacks all of a sudden, but Johnson and McDaniel see a tie for their teams in the preseason opener.
Bears TV on the call. Adam Amin with the final call as it ends in a tie at Soldier Field with the Dolphins today. 24-24, the final. Rami Makhlouf with you, taking your reaction, your observations after the preseason opener this afternoon, and taking you right up to Cubs baseball at 5:30 as they take on the Cardinals. And speaking of the Cubs, if you're wondering, I'm keeping a close eye on the Brewers for you. You don't have to do it. You can just stay focused on this show and on the Bears for the time being until the Cubs get things going. Brewers currently trail the Mets right now 6-5. That game in the middle of the eighth inning. The Brewers just won't die, man. The Mets were up 4-0 in this game at one. No, check that. 5-0 at one point in this game. Brewers put up 5 between the fourth and the fifth inning, and the Mets were able to tack on one more to hang on to the lead. But the way the Brewers have been playing lately, I'm not getting too excited until I see that thing go final. They've had too many comeback victories and just too many damn victories here lately, and they just will not give up. They will not stop winning. 6-5, they trail the Mets right now. So hopefully that lead will hold for New York, and the Cubs will have an opportunity to gain a game in St. Louis tonight as they take on the Cardinals right here on Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score in the Southwest Airlines Cubs Radio Network. I gave you some of my observations on the first preseason game in that first segment there, and I want yours now at 312-644-6767 is how you can get in with a phone call or a text. Let's go to downtown Jose from Elgin. You're on 670 The Score. Jose, what you got on this preseason opener this afternoon, my man?
Hey, how you doing? First time listening caller. I like your show,
Mr. Thank you, man.
WRM. The reason I don't think they'll play Caleb Williams because he got beat up last year a lot. And, you know, he's still learning the playbook and give Kasem Keenum and Bajent to see what the Bears have in the future because, you know, Caleb Williams, it's not guaranteed that you're going to last a whole year. So they're going to play him in a couple games. They're going to play him next week, the third week. But this week, Mr. RM, he just relaxed, you know, and I was seeing it on TV and he was having fun, laughing, giggling. In one part, I don't know if it was the coach or the quarterback coach, but all three of them, Bajent and the backup Keenan and Caleb, they were all listening to the coach, and that's chemistry right there. We're gonna have a good year this year, Chicago. Hello, everybody, but the Bears are gonna be good, man.
Jose, I appreciate the call, and I'm not overreact. I'm not going to get carried away with the fact that Caleb Williams didn't play today. And I get why. Like, I understand the reasoning behind why. And Jose is probably onto something there. They're still trying to figure out who's the left tackle. A couple of the starters on the offensive line today did not play. So do you want to throw him out there behind, you know, half your starting offensive line and still not knowing who the left tackle is? I get why maybe you don't. But Jose also said he's still learning the playbook, and that's kind of why I would like to see him out there. I want that process to start and to accelerate as soon and as quickly as possible. And especially once I saw Tua Tagovailoa run out there in, is this his fourth year or his fifth year? I know it's his fourth year in Mike McDaniel's offense, but he had a year before Mike McDaniel got there.
He was actually a class of 2020 in the NFL. So this is his sixth season.
This is his sixth season. So a guy in his sixth season and a guy in his fourth year in a system and in his fourth year with a head coach and offensive play caller, he's out there to sort of get his sea legs under him in actual game action. And so I'm looking at that and going, well, why is he playing and our guy isn't? And look, I know that they're not the same situation. They're not the same coach. Guys are going to have different philosophies and different ideas in terms of when to throw the starters out there, how much to start to throw the starters out there in a preseason game. But, and I was saying this before, you know, today's game kicked off, I would have liked to seen him go out there today and at least for a drive. And just sort of see some live action in the preseason here in week one. And then you build on that in week two. And then probably after week two, the way that the NFL preseason has played out, you maybe shut him down after that and count on the practice reps. But I would have liked to have seen him out there today. I'm not killing Ben Johnson for it. I'm not killing Caleb Williams for it. I just would have liked to have seen him out there for this preseason game, for at least a series. What we did see out there without Caleb Williams looked a lot like what we saw last year. Again, grain of salt, first preseason game. I'm not panicking. I'm not freaking out. I'm not overreacting. But two straight three and outs and a scoreless first quarter, including a couple of sacks. That looked a lot like the 2024 Bears, and that made me a little uneasy. That made me as uneasy as preseason game number one can make me feel personally. Here's a text from the 706. Says, Ian Wheeler had a hard 12-yard touchdown run taken away by a pre-snap penalty. He looked good as well. He did. And, man, I know I'm not the only one. I'm rooting for that kid. And he won me over and won a lot of folks in Chicago over last year in the Hard Knocks series with his story of giving up his dream to be a doctor to chase another dream of playing in the NFL, put that on hold, and then the injury and that scene in his tunnel crying with his mom and talking about how he'll get back. She believed in him that he'd get back. So I'm rooting for that dude, man. And honestly, I'm rooting for anybody. I mentioned in the first segment, Kyle Manungai flashed a little bit, 6 carries for 30 yards in his action in the first half. Anybody who can step up in that running back room and in that running back group, I'm here for it. And I don't know if Ian Wheeler is gonna play a big role or have a huge opportunity to play this season in that Bears backfield, but I, for one, not thrilled. One of the few things I wasn't thrilled with this offseason was the fact they didn't go and address the running back position in a more serious way. So to see two of the young guys in that backfield get their opportunity and flash a little bit, and Ian Wheeler finished with 7 carries for 20 yards, which comes out to just about 3 yards per carry in case you're not great at math. But it looks a lot better if it's 8 carries for 32 yards and a touchdown, if it's not taken back for that holding penalty. So good day for that kid. Again, good day for Kyle Manungai in the backfield. And Ben Johnson, he talked about the fact that they're going to run the ball. That's part of his identity as a play caller, and he thinks that's something that's real important to an offense functioning and functioning correctly and functioning at a high level. And in preseason game number one, he showed you a little bit of that. 20 carries between Wheeler, Deion Hankins, and Manungai this afternoon, and they averaged just about 4 yards per carry. Tyson Bagent had one for 9 yards. Travis Homer got in there for 2 carries for 6 yards. And Case Keenum had one carry for 2 yards. So not a bad day for the run game as a whole, and especially those two guys in Manungai and Ian Wheeler this afternoon in the 24-24 tie with the Dolphins in the preseason opener. You can get in on the show at 312-644-6767. You can also text the show using that very same number, and we'll hear from Mark Grody and a few folks from the locker room after that game coming up in the 4 o'clock hour. Let's go out to Naperville, and Jay, you're on the Score on Bears post game. What you got, Jay?
Hey, Robbie, thanks for taking my call.
My pleasure.
As I was listening to your positives and negatives, I liked it. I'll just do a positive and negative myself. So, positive first one, you mentioned it as well, Manungai. Not only does this guy just seem like he's pretty good, but everything I've heard and seen from him in camp and people talking about him up to this point kind of led me to believe that he was just going to hit the gap, like whatever gap was assigned to him, he was just going to hit it no matter what and just kind of bull rush it through. But, you know, watching the game today, it seemed like he was taking some smooth cuts before the line, trying to find the right gap to hit and then hitting it with a full head of steam. So I really liked to see that. Thought that was great. Surprising, actually. And yeah. Then the negative, I didn't hear you mention Braxton Jones, rough game in the first half. So I saw a couple plays where, you know, a couple reps he didn't look great, and then one in particular, actually on Bajan's touchdown pass, he just got completely froze by the end, and the guy just walked right around him and just ran right up into Bajan's face. So I thought that was really rough, and I didn't like to see that from him today. I didn't see much of Trapillo in the second half. I don't know if you noticed, but I'd like to hear your thoughts on left tackle play today.
Yeah, that was an ugly play, the one in particular that you're referring to, and he didn't have a great day out there, Braxton Jones, in his snaps in the first half. And I'm gonna give him somewhat of a pass, not entirely a pass, because they do need to figure out that left tackle position. And I know it's only August 10th, but the sooner that you can figure out that left tackle position, the better. And I'm not telling anybody anything that they don't know in saying that. But Braxton Jones, coming off that ankle injury, seeing his first game action since that ankle injury, playing in a new system under Ben Johnson, new blocking scheme under Ben Johnson, I'm going to give him a little bit of a pass for the way that he looked out there today. Honestly, Ozzie Trapillo had a couple of plays where his defender got past him pretty easily in the second half. I don't know how many snaps Trapillo was out there for, but he certainly had some troubles as well in the second half. And the Dolphins were able to get to the quarterback. Maybe not for, it was only three sacks on the day, but they had five tackles for loss. They had, let me see here, six QB hits on the day. So they were getting after the quarterback quite a bit today. You didn't have your entire starting offensive line out there. So that's going to factor in as well. But they need to figure out that left tackle position, and I need to see better from both those guys in Braxton Jones and Ozzie Trapillo at left tackle as they get their reps throughout the preseason. Mets still lead the Brewers 6-5. That game in the bottom of the eighth inning, two outs. Brewers do have men on first and second. Hopefully the Mets can kill that little rally before the Brewers do it again. I'll keep you updated on that as I take you right up until Cubs baseball, and hopefully an opportunity to pick up a game in the NL Central, but I'm here to talk Bears with you at 312-644-6767. Your thoughts, your observations. Did you have a problem with Caleb Williams not playing in this one in addition to what you saw in the game? I'm here for it at 312-644-6767. Rami Makhlouf, Bears post game right here on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Fade route, Walker, it is touchdown for Chicago, and the Bears have the lead again. The little floating fade pass for the rookie out of Texas A&M by way of Grand Valley State. That makes my friend Jim Miller, the Michigander, very happy. What a play, what a throw, what a catch.
Adam Amin on the call on Bears TV and Fox Chicago. Rami Makhlouf with you on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score, talking about a 24-24 tie with the Dolphins to start the preseason and to, I guess, unofficially start the Ben Johnson era as the head coach. Want your thoughts at 312-644-6767 in that game. Any observations that you might have had in that game? The results don't really matter, but what flashed to you? What jumped off the screen to you? Or maybe you were at Soldier Field. What jumped off the field to you, both good and bad, at 312-644-6767 is how you can give me a call or shoot me a text and talk Bears. We're going to hear from Ben Johnson coming up in the 4 o'clock hour, as well as Mark Grody and his thoughts from this one. He was out there taking it all in. Speaking of ties, it's tied now in Milwaukee between the Mets and the Brewers for Cubs fans who are following that one and hoping the Cubs can finally gain a game in this division. I told you before the break, the Brewers were down 6-5. They got me all flustered. They got me a little bit flustered here. The Brewers were down 6-5 with men on first and two outs in the eighth inning. In that one, it was an Ortiz single to score Bryce Terang and tie that thing up at 6. The good news is there were runners on second and third after that RBI single by Ortiz, and the Mets were able to stop it right there. They ended the inning, so now they go to the ninth, tied at 6 in Milwaukee. So we'll continue to keep an eye on that one for you. Speaking of which, I mentioned earlier in the show, Tyler, that I had some flooding at my home in Milwaukee. Apparently, they're dealing with the same at St. Louis and at Busch Stadium. Zach Zaidman, our very own, and you'll hear him on the pregame for Cubs and Cardinals tonight at 5:30. He tweeted out, the Cubs clubhouse in St. Louis is flooding because of the heavy rain outside, with a picture included to prove it. And that hit a little too close to home for me. For someone who had a flooded basement last night in his own home, me and the Cubs dealing with the same thing right now, with a flooded home. In this case, it's only the clubhouse. It's not the Cubs' actual home at Wrigley Field, but both dealing with just too much damn rain, man. And we need it to stop, and we also need the Brewers to be stopped some way, somehow. They've won 8 in a row and 11 of their last 12. Stop it. Just stop. Come back down to earth. I know that's a good team. I don't expect them to disappear or go away or be bad tomorrow, but just come back down to earth a little bit. Just a little bit. Just a little bit. Give the Cubs a chance to gain a game here and there before the 5-game series coming up. Is it in about 10 days between the Cubs and the Brewers out at Wrigley Field? And we'll have Cubs and Cardinals for you right here on The Score. As I said, Zach Zaidman pregame at 5:30. But let's talk Bears at 312-644-6767. You can also tweet me at Rami. R-A-M-I-E is tweeting. This coming from Rocky. He says, don't sweat it, Rami. Made perfect sense to let Caleb sit this one out. We'll see him soon enough, and I recommend we do not judge him till at least the halfway point. Halfway through the season? And I'm not even saying that this season as a whole is the be-all, end-all for Caleb Williams. I don't expect him to reach his final form, you know, until most quarterbacks don't really figure it out until year three, maybe. But I need to see this offense click on some level sooner than the halfway point of the season. I need to see the genius of Ben Johnson and his guru ability of working with a quarterback sooner than that. I need to see big steps from Caleb Williams and that offense sooner than the halfway point of the season. Speaking of him not playing in the preseason, in the preseason opener, I got Brian from Evansville on the phone, and my call screener says Brian does not agree with Rocky. What's up, Brian? What you got for me?
Thanks for Brian. Can you hear me? Good afternoon.
I got you, man.
Thanks for taking my call. I'm gonna tell
my
you
pleasure.
The Bears are messing up like they did last year. To me,
Caleb Williams and that offensive line should have played the whole first quarter to get the rust knocked out of them. Because what's going to happen, if you don't take care of your flaws in the regular season, when the opening season start up, a number one defense can let you know you don't belong in the NFL by game two. Then we'll be hollering and screaming. You know, this is when you get the rust knocked off. You want to know what you got. So by opening season, you will know what you got halfway. So, no, they should have played the whole first quarter, and then we'll know what we got by opening season. That's my call.
I appreciate you making that call. And I understand folks saying that. What did Ryan Poole say about Caleb Williams last year about they skipped some steps in his development? And I'm not saying they're doing that again, but those are steps he won't get back. Whatever that cost him in his development as a rookie in the NFL, and man, a lot of his development was set back in his rookie year in the NFL, just based on the situation that he found himself in. As I said, behind an offensive line and working with some incompetent coaching, both at the head coach level and at the offensive play calling and quarterback development level. Whatever steps were skipped last year, you need to make those up and make them up as quickly as possible. And I gotta think, facing real live NFL action and a real live NFL defense is one of those steps, or helps him take whatever those steps are as a quarterback. I kind of look at Caleb Williams as a rookie this year, and that's not to let him off the hook. That's not to say that, you know, there was nothing to be gained by last year, but I don't know that there was a whole bunch to be gained by last year. And playing in that situation. And so I would really like to see those steps made up as quickly as possible. And I'll keep on repeating what I said at the top of the show. My disclaimer for this entire show is everything I say and everything you say should be taken with a huge grain of salt. This might not matter. This very well might not matter that Caleb Williams didn't start today's game and didn't take a few snaps against a live-action NFL defense. But I would have liked to have seen it, and I would like to see the development process of Caleb Williams accelerated as much as possible because of how much it was held back in his rookie year. And I don't see how going out there and taking one or two series worth of snaps against the Dolphins in the preseason opener doesn't work to that end. Doesn't work to that end of accelerating that development a little bit and making up for what he missed last year. 312-644-6767. You got thoughts on Caleb Williams and other starters not playing in that game today. You got some observations, some things that popped off the screen or popped off the field to you today. I want to hear from you at 312-644-6767. We will hear from Ben Johnson coming up here in just a minute. You're listening to Bears Post Game on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Rami Makhlouf with you and back right after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.